You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark. Grab a drink, settle down, and get the news from an expert who's been there, done that, and wears a t-shirt. Here's your host, Brendan Sinclair.
Good morning, good evening maybe, good night maybe. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, whatever time it is where you're listening, whoever you are, hello, my name is Brendan Sinclair and you're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix on today, Friday the 7th of April, show number 21. Hello, Tina Goodman.
Hi, Brendan Sinclair. How are you going?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hi, Tina. Everyone out there. What are we talking about on today's show, Brendan?
That's an excellent question. We're going to talk about cash flow and how to get your cash flow in and how to make it work for you and et cetera, because cash flow basically is the lifeblood of the business. I remember my brother telling me he's been in business for 20 years or so when I first went into business, 9 years ago, that cash flow is king. Nothing matters more than cash flow. And cash flow certainly is king. It's the lifeblood. It keeps things going. When you're struggling along, you really do need that cash flow and pay the bills and keep going, keep pushing so that you've got the opportunity to keep in business and keep going, because it's not over until it's over. And sometimes you just need that one big job to get you through for a whole year or whatever it may be. You drag in one good client and it can make a tremendous difference to your business. So generating your cash flow is a critical part for any business, to pay the bills, to pay your exorbitant salary.
Tina, have you heard that saying, bill early, pay late?
Oh yes, that's a good one. What I've always tried to do over the years is pay the big people late, like the telephone and the electricity and all that, because those guys don't need the money as much.
Yep.
Smaller operators do. Yep. So I always try and pay them first. Doesn't always work out like that, of course. Sometimes you struggle along and need the cash flow in and for other reasons. But bill early and pay late. And we here in the office, because I forget stuff so badly. And so I just shoot an email off to Mel, who does our accounts, and say, invoice this person. And it pretty much happens within 5 minutes. And clients will often have a bit of a chuckle about how quick we are with our invoicing, but that's always good. And part of our cash flow sort of strategy is to send out 7-day invoices. Now, we don't always get paid on 7 days, and that's why you've got to have a process in place so it's a systemized approach. So, number one, so I guess you don't offend clients by asking for your money, and the fact that it is a system sort of depersonalizes a little bit.
So you were going to tell us a story about how to get in cash quick.
Oh, yes. This is an easy one. My daughter taught me this one. Again, probably a couple of years in the business. And I remember sitting there explaining stuff to her. How old is she now? 15, so she would have been 10 or 11 at the time, I guess. And I was sitting there talking to her about business and business stuff and how we make sales. And I remember saying something to her like, okay, so if I wanted to make sales right now, how would I go about making some sales, selling some websites or whatever? And her response was just that clear logical thinking of kids. I said, who would be most likely to buy from us? And she said, oh, the people that you already know, because they already trust you. And that's so true. So people's biggest business asset in business is their current customers. As a marketing consultant, we do lots of marketing, and I have over the years, to try and attract new customers to a business. And it can be really expensive. You can have quite high acquisition costs by the time you do your marketing, by the time you've got your telemarketers there, by the time you've got your reception staff, etc., etc., etc. Getting someone to finally buy can be really quite expensive. But your current customers are far more likely to buy from you than absolutely anybody else. So if you need cash in quick in your business, what you do is you just go back to your old customers, say, g'day Mary, we've done this for you in the past. What I suggest we do now is this, this, and this. And the amount of times that they'll buy from you is... Well, it's crazy. You won't have a better customer than your previous customers. So you've got to keep in contact.
I can imagine they appreciate you coming back to them and saying, oh, you know, I've been thinking about your website and this is what we can do to improve it.
That's very true. And people don't understand that clients want you to sell them stuff. I had actually one the other day, one of our clients who sells health bars and has for many years and been a client for a few years. And I said to her last week something about the redevelopment. We're talking about redeveloping her website because she needs an update and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I first approached her and I said, look, you've got adding these new products. You're going a different way with your branding. Your website needs to maintain a consistency with that to help your branding. And we should redevelop your website and I'll start putting together some ideas. And her email response was, oh, that's fantastic, they're all great ideas, I love them, thank you so much for thinking about our business and helping them out. And it's always, I've always had that kind of attitude where we don't sell stuff, we never ever sell stuff, all we got to do, and I think every business should do this, but none of them do. All you've got to do is you've got to try and look at the business, your client's business, as if it's your own and see how you can help. We've got a resort client here on the Gold Coast who's got some gaps leading up to Easter here on his Gold Coast resort. So I had a chat to him earlier today and we are doing some print advertising for him in sunny Toowoomba. Do you know where Toowoomba is, Tina? You're a Toowoomba girl.
I didn't a couple of years ago, but now I do.
So we approached this client and said, okay, let's do some print advertising. A significant part of your market comes from Toowoomba. Let's take an ad in the Toowoomba newspaper. So he was really quite pleased about that. The ad is $497. It's going to be on page 17 of the Toowoomba Chronicle on the Saturday. And you're doing the print ad there, Tina, designing the print ad. And we'll charge him a fee for that. And everyone's happy. He gets a good ad in a 72,000 readership newspaper on Saturday, and we've helped his business fill up some gaps. So the clients love it when you're thinking about them and you can express them and say, look, you've got some gaps here, you're not selling here, this is my suggestions, this is what I think the results will be.
I think as long as you're genuine about it, then you can't really go wrong. If they don't want your new service or your help, then they'll still appreciate the fact that you were offering them something that could be of value to them.
And if you're not genuine, you just fake it.
What do you mean? I thought you were always genuine,
no,
Brendan.
I'm very genuine. Lovely. I'm lovely. Just ask my mum. Yeah, and you've probably had that experience with these couple of clients that you've done video for over the last week or two.
Yep.
They like us, don't they? I mean, they...
And they're so receptive to our suggestions as well, which I guess is because of previous work we've done for them that has worked really well.
Yeah, and it's that relationship you build up as well. So get out there, approach your clients like they're friends, because they should be friends, because they're helping you, your business. I've always said that one over the years, that you've got to be nice to your clients because they're the ones feeding your family and keeping the roof over your house and the wolf from the door and all those things. So you've got to be nice to your client and you've got to appreciate them. So you've got to help them as much as you can. Get out there and look at their business or situation and offer to help, because nobody can buy until you've offered them something. Take these two little video jobs that you've done in the last week, Tina. What did we charge?
About $1,400 per video.
So what's that? So $2,800 for... Like, it's fairly... I mean, you use a lot of equipment and obviously it takes a fair bit of work as well. But, I mean, $3,000 for... for a bit of work's easy enough. And they didn't come to us and say, we want video. We went to them and said, we think that video could have a significant impact on your business in a very positive way. The video has only been up for a couple of days, but already there's been a 300% increase in their sales from that website with the video on it, and that is colossal. 2 days' data obviously isn't enough information to base anything on, but it looks, the signs are exceptionally positive already for that online video. Okay, so cash flow is king. You've got to get the cash in, bill early and pay late. And importantly, when you need the cash in quickly, try and go out there to your old customers, your old clients, and ask them to buy add-on or related products, such as we develop websites for people, we sell them online video. And that's a great way to do it. And I think if you haven't done that before, you'll be pleasantly surprised, because like I always say, your current customers is the biggest asset of any business. As always, I'd appreciate your feedback on our Skype account, which is Tailored, or our contact details are over there at tailoredpodcast.com. Thanks, Tina. Bye.
Thanks, Brendan. Bye, everyone, and speak to you on Monday. Here we go!
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix is brought to you by TaylorPodcast.com, where you get expert advice on all things business.